Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Guy buys the farm, so he's got to get a cow. He goes to a cow sale. He sees the cow. He turns the guy selling the cow. He says, I think I want to buy this cow, but I need to make sure it's still vital. The guy selling the cow says, well, whatever you got to do. The guy reaches under and pulls on one of the cow's nipples, and the cow cuts a huge fart. He pulls on another nipple. The cow cuts an even louder fart. He turns to the guy selling the cow. He says, this cow's from Minnesota, ain't it? The guy selling the cow says, yeah, how could you tell? He says, my wife's from Minnesota.
All right, thank you, Jackie Morling. Jackie, the joke man, Morling. You can see his movie on JackieJokeMan.com.
Or is it JokeMan.movie.com?
You correct me every week. So. No, but we thank him for putting in his joke every week. And now a word from Tommy Chong.
Hey, man. Welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast, dude.
All right. Good afternoon and welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast. We got a great show for you today. We got the Dean of the Clown College. We got Mike Grief.
Hey, how's it going? What's happening? How you doing, Johnny boy?
All right. I'm doing fine. I hope you're as excited about being here as I'm pretending to be.
Hold on. So, let me look down and see. Yes, I'm very excited. Okay.
We got a great show for you today. We have three guys that created an app called Waves. We have Brad, Peyton, and Jake.
Yo,
and
what's up, guys?
We need to find out. So how you guys doing?
Good, good.
Doing great. Doing great. Good to be here.
Feeling yeah, fun. Welcome, guys. So Waves is a it's a film. It's for filmmakers, right? It's for people who have made films. And so now, do you help make the film? Are you helping artists, or are you just taking the films they've already made and giving them a platform? Tell me about Waves.
Yeah. Our main thing is we're the platform. We're the messenger between you and your audience, and that's all we plan to be. And that's the way we want to help filmmakers.
Very cool. Okay. Very cool. So,
all right. So I have a question. So yeah. where did you guys all meet? You all went to college together or something?
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
Funnily enough, Brad, if you want to jump in, we actually formed a comedy club, and we all got together. We all started somewhat of a radio show on Bulls Radio at the University of South Florida. Just a couple of guys who thought they were really funny. And that's how we all met. And one thing led to another, and we never thought we'd be app developers, but here we are.
Yeah.
Very cool. How does one become an app developer? When I was in college,
I've developed hemorrhoids, but I've never developed an app.
Basically you write your ideas on paper and then you hand them to somebody 10 times smarter than you. Mm-hmm. And you tell them to make it.
So you guys didn't actually do the writing of the app and stuff.
How much fun it would be to talk to one of those guys who developed the app. So tell me about yourself. Well, I like numbers and
Well, I was going to say, let's get those guys on. No. So take us from the beginning, how this all started and where you see it going. Give us your job pitch.
Yeah, because I love the idea. Anyone who's helping out artists, helping out filmmakers, actors, writers, anything in the arts, man. It's like, we need all the support we can get. So,
absolutely, yeah. Well, really, I mean, what we saw and what we think everyone kind of saw was this insane quick rise of TikTok. And really, it blew up. It became the literal fastest growing platform of all time. And the amazing thing about it is it wasn't just another social media platform for dog videos and dancing trends. It was an actual tool that upcoming people with no names could post their work. And with zero following, the next thing you know, they have a million views the next day. So people were literally going viral overnight. and making careers out of it faster than any other platform before. So we saw that and we thought, you know, that's amazing. How can we apply this system of discovery to filmmakers who traditionally, you know, for the longest time, the path to the top is arguably the hardest. That's just because, you know, films are expensive to make, that and that whole thing, but also just the film festival process. Trying to get into Sundance is just impossible unless you have a huge team of support behind you. And here we have TikTok. We have teenagers with their cameras on their smartphone going millions of views overnight. It's like, what the hell? So really, it's just about connecting those two bridges and making a platform that works for filmmakers, but still has that same, modern sense of discovery.
Right. Well, filmmaking has changed so much. I mean, since I started in the business, I mean, it's night and day. You're right. Anybody with an iPhone can make, or even not even any phone can make a film. And I love that. I love that because you're right. TikTok has got these great things, but then it's also got all this fat. So what it sounds like Waves is taking sort of a TikTok platform, but cutting out all the fat and just, you know, making it for actual people who want to be in the film industry. So, I mean,
that whole platform works so well. I mean, even Facebook now is trying to steal that, like with Reels, right? Facebook has now become a TikTok, right?
Yeah, we have a line in our pitch presentation that's saying they weren't even trying to compete. They were just trying not to get left in the dust because TikTok was growing so freaking fast. Yeah.
Yeah. So have you guys made, I mean, are you also filmmakers or it's just, or you're just producing or, I mean, or just on this, do you do anything with film besides what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, our goal, our careers, at least, you know, for me, Peyton, I mean, that's how we connected is we wanted to be filmmakers first and we made a bunch of bad short films and then we, you know, we got the idea for the app and we were like, maybe this is what we were meant to do. So now, you know, we're turning around and trying to help filmmakers like us.
See, that's
what I would say. Thing.
Go ahead, Brad. I'm sorry.
I would say that it's like a very loose definition of filmmakers. Both what we do, like they shoot wedding videos and bar mitzvah videos, and the short films that we've been in together are like they don't qualify as anything like as great as what's on our app right now. Our top films blow out, you know, some of the best films on Netflix right now. Just on a shorter, smaller scale. Right. You know, the difference between us and the competition is TikTok is purely like a vertical, you're stuck to the vertical confines of a cell phone, up and down. We are 90 degrees to the right, I guess you would say. And because of that, you could see a full screen, just like looking at an iPad. You can't get that swipe, easy discovery through, you know, for films anywhere else.
Yeah, right. And it's a big incentive to submit a film to you because you guys are having, you had a competition, right? It was the first one. It was a $10,000 prize for now. Is that just you guys voting? Is that viewer voting? How does that work?
For this contest, we voted just us internally because there was always, just like every other app, you know, there's always that component of people tampering with the system. But eventually, once we figure out how to eliminate any element of bugs or bots. Yeah. Then
we don't want the Russians voting for the films.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to be judges forever. We just want to kickstart it. And then eventually when the, you know, users can pick the winners, that would be a great.
You know, it's funny when I first went on the app, I never realized and, you know, I have a lot of stuff on TikTok and stuff and. You know, I never realized that, believe it or not, that you couldn't see TikTok in landscape.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And it's just so funny because you just don't even think about it until I saw the app. That's pretty cool.
We noticed right away because you're
filmmakers. We're stand-up comedians. Yeah. And, you know, that's why we see ourselves, you know, because they want the close-up, you know. But, yeah, so, no, that was –
Yep. So I was going to say, so you've got another, are you gearing up for the next contest? You were saying something right in, you think about November?
Yes. Yeah, so that first $10,000 contest that we, you know, a winner out from London actually ended up winning. That was, we kind of think of that phase as a beta. That was right from launch. We launched with that $10,000 contest. We ran it for 3 months and we got a lot of feedback, a really important feedback that now we're kind of focusing on development to get all the kinks out. And then once those, you know, once we're up to par that way, the next contest will come right then, which we're shooting for.
Very cool. I'm definitely going to recommend to any filmmakers I know to submit. I just finished a film recently. It's called A Colonoscopy. I'll be submitting that.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And the name of the app we've talked all about is Waves.
Yes, Waves.
W-A-V-E-S, Waves. And you can download that anywhere you download your apps. That's right. How's that? That sound pretty professional, huh?
Yeah. So what else?
Great tagline.
What else do we need
I got a question. Wait, I got a question. Who funded the 10 grand?
So, I mean, you want to answer the first part?
It was an angel round, and we actually won a startup competition at our developer's old high school. They were giving away $50,000 to anyone with a good idea, and we were kind of ahead of the game because we already had the beta kind of in motion, and then that 50 grand kind of went towards the 10 grand competition, and then obviously it's very expensive to run an app, so everything else has gone towards the app itself.
Right.
Now, I have a friend of mine who's electronic genius who built like a lot of weird, crazy magic props and stuff for me. And he was telling me that, you know, doing an app is so tough because with the changing of like operating systems and different platforms, it's like it's a constant thing, right? That it has to be updated and, you know, what may work now, like 6 months from now, may be obsolete, right? And it's really difficult, right?
The way our developer explained it was kind of interesting. He said the way a snake sheds its skin is kind of like development, which means our entire like framework, every line of code, basically 5 years from now is going to be completely gone and overwritten. So it really is an ever-evolving process. And pretty much since the week we started, every single week we're putting out an update.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I mean, you know, because he was saying that he wanted to do a couple of magic apps, like so, because everyone's carrying their cell phone. And he said that the amount of work just to keep this one app going isn't cost effective for what he could sell it for, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we try to avoid the stats, but, you know, the reality is when Instagram was on its way up and it had 30 million active users, they weren't making a single dime of profit. But. At the same time, that was also the milestone where they got offered to be bought out for $1 billion. So it's really a weird like process. But ultimately, that's how this stuff works. Is you have to build it up, prove that it works. Well before it starts making money, which is.
Oh, I know. My son is in this. He lives in Austin, and he's like 31, I guess. And
you guess.
Well, he's 31. I remember he just turned 31.
At least I know my son's age. Anyway.
But it's just funny. It's like since COVID, he's worked for Google, TikTok, Facebook. You know what I mean? And like now he's got a job title that's the chief advertising exec in charge of data analytics for Bill Murray's golf company. You know, it's like, I go, what does that even mean?
It means he brings lunch and he cleans up afterwards and then does everything in the office probably.
Hey,
we need some marketing help, so maybe we'll grab his email.
I looked on the app and I've watched a little bit of some of the films. You guys get some good quality people making films that you put on there. Now I have a film, how do I submit it to you guys? Is it just an uploading is it as simple as that, or how does that work?
As easy as it is to upload a post to Instagram, it's all on the app right now. You just have your film on your phone and you can upload it. And it's relatively quick. But we don't want to be on the phone forever. We're only there because that's what our resources can do right now. And we've voted to start with the app on the phone.
Right.
But also, you know, we want to be the same as YouTube, where you can upload from the web, you can watch from the web, you have a TV app. And so, yeah, we're not trying to be just mobile.
Cool. And what kind of, like, is there interaction with viewers? Is there like an, so if I go on, cause I didn't get to fully check it out, but can I also, if I want to make comments on a film or if I want to is there.
There's comments, and then there's a whole different review section, because we know the lifeblood of an independent filmmaker nowadays is the review section. So we incorporated our own little review section. You can give it 1 to 5 stars. You can pair an emotion with how that film made you feel. And then you can leave a little comment blurb about the film.
Yeah. So a filmmaker that makes, you know, drama films will eventually someday know exactly how many people they made cry with their film. And a stand-up comedian will know exactly how many people laughed out loud at their comedy set.
That was my next question. So I saw that. And so you're going to be like taking not only films, but like say a stand-up comedy set or something like that. And that's also going to be featured. Is that going to be in the regular content, or is that going to be a separate, like, I mean,
we want Waves to be synonymous with where you go with your recorded sets as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah. And that'll be it'll be in the lifeblood of the app itself, but it will also live in that genre on the app, like the comedy drop-down stand-up comedy section. So it's organized. And you look at like Andrew Schultz, right? Andrew Schultz got offered a Netflix deal for who knows how much, but he said, no, I'm going to do it on my own website and take in 100% of the profits. We kind of want to bridge that gap between comedian dropping their own stand-up specials.
You know? So they could stay independent, but they don't have to go build their own website just to do it. You know, we'll say, look, you own your work all the 100% of the time. We have the platform. We built all the work. Just post it here and take 100% of you know, that you know, viewership.
All right. I got a question for Jake. Keep him involved. So the app is free right now, right?
Absolutely. And it always will be.
Okay. So how do you guys make money with this?
So if you upload, there's using our platform is essentially turns us into a service if we're proving to be beneficial for your career. So if you're posting work and you're getting views and your career's building, that's a service. And so we want to make sure that it's not like the way TikTok is. Once someone heard that someone went viral on TikTok, everybody in the world rushed to use it. And now that's how you get all the junk and all the fat that you talked about that you have to
try. Right.
We want to make sure that only professionals are uploading to the platform, which means you can't just go and upload 100 videos and wait until you go viral. You have to be selective, which means every user will get one free upload. But after that, you will have to pay to upload.
And okay, so that was my question. And I meant to actually ask... I actually meant to ask Brad that question.
Yeah. He said, Jake. I was like, okay, yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay. Brad fell asleep. No,
good. I'm just Brad listening. Involved.
I think that at the end of the day, you know, taking it back to the conversation of, you know, it's filmmaking, but also we're allowing stand-up comedians to post their sets. Like, that's two different things. Well, what we aim to do is to build the world's best campfire where everyone could sit around and tell their story, whether it's music through music videos, recorded sets, trying to upload a joke, quick things, long form things, or full-fledged movies or narratives, you know, everything in between. We've had people upload AI narratives where they're creating these images through online whatevers and putting a story to the image and then making into sort of a slideshow with music. And that damn near almost won $10,000.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. See, just out of curiosity, I don't have much stand up on film or on tape or whatever. So I have like a one set, I think, on YouTube. I'm thinking about maybe I'll upload that to Waves, and just out of curiosity, just to see if it does anything. But because I think that would be pretty cool for a stand-up comic, you know, just it's a tough gig. And it's like, you know, I wouldn't want to get recognized as a stand-up comic just because, you know, I want, like you said, to be appreciated because it's good, because it's quality, not because it's just one of 8 million, you know. So I like the fact that you guys are, we, you know, that it's the cream that rises, like it should be, you know.
It's also good because, like they were saying, if you're a stand-up comic and you're just starting out and you don't have a website or anything and you want to post for an agent or whatever, you can give them the link to go watch your set there, because everything now is just, you know, I mean, I remember back in the days we used to have to send videotapes.
Yeah, VHS
tapes. Then it was DVDs, and then it was.
I remember when I had to go chisel my act on a stone and bring it, you know, in person, and bring it and show it to them.
Yeah. Can you imagine
a world where a guy goes up or a person goes up for their 5-minute open mic night? They don't have anyone to record for them, so they just throw their phone behind them. They face the camera towards them. They do their set. It crushes, but only the people in the room will ever see those jokes unless the guy keeps doing it over and over again. You just upload it to our app with the ease of just a cell phone. It's the quality of storytelling that matters, not the quality of camera equipment like we've talked about.
But what separates us from TikTok in that light, because people are you know, again, posting cell phone videos and going viral on TikTok for telling a joke. But the way we want to differentiate ourselves that way is we don't want to reward somebody for telling a single joke in 30 seconds. We're looking for longer form sets. So we want to see the people who can put together a 5-minute project or, you know, find a 5-minute stand-up set that keeps people engaged from beginning to end, because that's true talent. Anybody can tell a misfire joke, but it's really about who has those 5-minute sets, who has those 10 minutes.
Who actually has the chops.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
So is there anything that we haven't, I mean, what is the message that you want people to understand about Waves? I mean, like, anything we haven't, what's, you know, to right now, if you wanted to talk to, if you were talking to filmmakers or just people who want to go check out the app, what would you tell them?
This is what I think we're going to be saying for the next 10 years is we want to challenge every artist in the world to put forward their best work and to think of it as a project, because right now all the other platforms reward content, which is I'm going to post 1,000 bites of content and see which one hits, rather than saying, hey, if you only had one chance, one video you could post, what would you put and put your name at the bottom of it, and what would you go to your gravestone with this project saying, this is what people are going to remember me for, this 10-minute set right here. That's how I want people to think. Because right now, yeah, everyone's just being rewarded for too many.
Yeah, TikTok makes me crazy, because you'll have people like, and they'll take, say, a joke of mine or a joke of some other comics, and they're just lip syncing it, and they get 10 million views for somebody else's work, and it kind of drives me a little nuts, you know? So I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited, you know.
It's great. I mean, the whole algorithm thing on TikTok doesn't make any sense lots of times, too. Yeah, you know, sure. I posted a 2-minute, I was on a late night TV show and I posted a 2-minute bit, and overnight it got 500,000 hits. And yeah. I put like other bits that are much better.
Yeah.
And yeah, they'll get like 2,500 or something. You know what I mean? It's hard to figure it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, and there's so much crap on TikTok, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm not addicted to it. You know, I mean, but it's like one of those things, you watch one thing and then you go, oh, watch this, I watch that. And then you get done, you go, what did I really watch? You know?
Yeah, but this is different. I like this. This is
for films,
for filmmakers, for whoever is actually serious. So it's like, yeah, because, you know, like it's definitely focused for the artist and not just for mindless entertainment, you know, which is like John said. I'm not saying I'm not addicted to, you know, I do my time on TikTok, but I'm definitely excited about something that's for the filmmakers, to encourage people to make films, to make quality, you know, and not just put out, you know, it's the old spaghetti thing. You throw it against the wall and see what sticks. This is, you have to submit something that you actually believe in. And, you know, so I'm definitely, you know, I'm behind you guys, and I'll definitely be watching, you know, watching progress of this.
Awesome.
I would say one last thing, and that's just to flip the script for the users, the people who are actually looking to get mindlessly entertained a little bit. This app solves the problem that, okay, I'm going to have a date night with my girlfriend, or Peyton's going to have like a date night by himself or something. Like,
Menage a un.
Pamela Anderson.
Okay. So I have a question here. Who knows? I mean, I got involved with you guys because of my friend, the doctor, Dr. Shane Arnesman.
Shout out Shane.
So you're the link.
Yeah, that's my girlfriend's dad. Yeah.
Okay. Is that the pole vaulter?
Yeah. Pole vaulting family, which is pretty cool.
Well, cool. Well, I definitely appreciate you guys coming today. You know, and so John, are we gonna? Do your? Unless you, like I said, we got it. John's got a trivia thing. Also, he likes to throw curves at me. So if you guys want to hang around, or if Brad has to go and actually make some money to keep waves running, man.
I mean, I'm down for trivia.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, now hold on a second. I got so involved with you guys.
See, I thought I was. Right, yeah, I got my classic film review, man. I was going to talk about.
So, Mike, you're gonna have to keep score.
Oh, am I? Okay. You know I can't count, John, unless I'm like, well, let me get the shoe off my hoof. Go ahead, I'll keep score.
All right. So you need you, Brad, Peyton, and Jake. Okay.
Okay. Oh, you're not answering?
No, I'm reading the questions.
Oh, there you go. It doesn't make much sense, does it? Okay.
Okay, these will be true or false. Neil Armstrong's hair was once sold in 2004 for $3,000.
Got to be false.
I'm gonna say it's true just to be different.
I'll say true as well.
Okay, it is true.
All right, one for me, one for Brad.
Hell yeah!
But was it his pubic hair?
It was his pubic hair.
I actually have it right here.
My dog was losing his hair, so I bought it. Go ahead.
This is not true or false. The tiny pocket in a pair of jeans was designed for what?
Oh, I know that. That was designed for a pocket watch.
Yeah, playing pocket pickle.
Pocket pickle.
That's cigarette.
All right, so how do we score that? You opened your big
mouth. I don't think we can score, okay, John. I think we stop keeping score and we just start...
People, true or false, people once ate arsenic to improve their skin.
Yeah, it'll give you a nice pale complexion, that's for sure.
I think it's an apple juice. In apple seeds, there's like trace amounts of apple or of arsenic.
In apple seeds, there's a trace amount of apple. I hope so.
It's in the apple juice at the Manson house. I don't know.
It is true. It is absolutely true.
Wow, very cool. Brad, you're smarter than you look.
I look like a pedophile, so I would hope so.
The Terminator script was once sold for $1.
That would break my heart, so I'm going to go false.
Yeah, I'm not gonna buy that either.
It's actually true.
Really?
Mm-hmm. True or false? Penicillin was first called mold juice.
True.
That's what they call me.
You know what? I'm gonna say true because I mean penicillin is made from like mold, isn't it?
Yes.
There you go. Well, I mean, only we'd know that. This is you're talking to a whole different generation here, John. We remember when penicillin was developed.
I developed it.
So is it true?
It is true.
All right.
How long was the first commercial passenger flight?
Hour and a half.
20 minutes.
Who said 20 minutes? Who said 20 minutes? And he said 25. And it's a tie. It was actually 23 minutes.
Wow.
Don't worry, guys. This won't last much longer.
That's what they said on that Boeing plane that went down the other day.
All right, were there?
That's what I have to tell my wife every night. Don't worry, this one won't last much longer.
Yeah. Were there active volcanoes when dinosaurs roamed? Yes. I don't remember any.
I'm gonna say yes. I mean, the planet was a bubbling mess back then.
I got to imagine there's active volcanoes all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you are right.
John, where did you get this this list?
Off of Waves.
We gave it to him beforehand so I could get them all right.
There you go.
True or false, the Pope can't be an organ donor.
The Pope can't be an organ donor, but he can give a piano away. No, anyway, Pope can't.
Aren't those Catholics giving away other organs all the time? You
know, no, they chase. They chase you around and catch you by the organ.
you're right. Brad is the funny one. He's come up with some good.
Popes can't be organ donors. I wonder why. It'd be nice if they gave you the answer.
Because they're 146 years old. Yeah. You could smoke their organs, right? I don't even have to wait for them to dry out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
True or false, are avocados vegetables or fruits?
Is that a true or false? Or is that...
I mean, no, that's it.
The multiple... I know, right?
True or false? No, it's actually multiple choice.
I need some of my Tommy Chong CBD oil here. We're pushing Tommy Chong items.
This one's pretty cool. The longest, I'm just going to read this because this is a fact. The longest time someone spent holding their breath underwater was 24 minutes and 37 seconds. He was fucking dead. He was fucking dead.
He was dead. No, actually, I think there is a record, something
that's
like that.
True. That's the record. Like, yeah. That is actually the record. That's
amazing.
Was it David Blaine? I feel like David Blaine is always doing those kinds of
things. I'm a magician.
Like a professional diver.
I'm a magician. And I will say for the record, David Blaine is full of shit.
I wonder what Chong's underwater time is.
Who's
All I know is last time Tommy Chong was on, he smoked so much weed. When I posted the video on social media, it got taken down on every platform for violation of community standards.
Oh my God, it was so funny. He kept pulling out things that he made the smoke that weed from.
Yeah, he takes out this little tiki guy and he goes, "See this?" He goes, "It's like a tiki. I've been whittling." And he sticks a joint in its head and he goes, and he starts smoking it through the bottom and he goes, "This is a joint jockey. I can put it anywhere on my desk and know where it is." And how about that thing that he had that looked like a hip bone? It was about 20 inches long with a big club on the end. He goes, "This is a club." He goes, "I carved some knuckles in it." He goes, "You know, when you go salmon fishing and they don't want to come along, boop, you bang them on the head. But look at this. I put a hole in the other end so I can smoke my joint out of it." You go, "Yeah, if you want to.
Are we done with the trivia thing, John?
I guess so.
Are we going to let these guys go about their day?
Here's one for you young guys. Wearing a necktie can reduce blood flow to your brain up to 7.5%.
Yeah.
Wearing what?
True.
Necktie. You know what that is? That's what you wear with a suit.
I'd say true. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. That's a fact. I'm just telling
you. Okay. So he's asking a question. I'm just,
bow tie.
Bow tie is worse. That's 8.2. All right. So remember let's thank Brad, Peyton, and Jake.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for being here.
And make sure you check out on every platform, it's Waves. download it, check it, support these guys.
That's it. If you're making a film or if you got a stand-up set, get out there, upload it to Waves, and let's pump this thing and see what happens with it.
I'm gonna do it later. I'm gonna put my Magic Castle set on there.
Cool, cool. I'm gonna put one of mine.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Very cool.
I'm definitely excited for the app and all that stuff. So I thought me and you, being it's a film day, as you can see there, I'm talking about classic films. One of the things I wanted to just get with you is, so what's your favorite film genre first?
What would it be? I do like kind of action-y movies. I do like action movies.
So I guess action is definitely a genre, action, whatever. So I don't know. I like action. Well, good. I'm in comedy, of course. I love comedies, a good comedy, but a good action movie. But I've been lately into a lot of Westerns, and so I was going to ask you, Western is kind of, they fell out of style for a long, long time, and now they're starting to dribble back in.
Because of Yellowstone. Addicted to Yellowstone.
But even before Yellowstone, they were starting to inch their way back in a little bit here. Clint Eastwood made which is still like, I don't know how many years ago, but Unforgiven. And then they made a remake of The Magnificent Seven. So they've been doing all. What's your favorite classic Western?
Jeez, you put me on the spot here.
I know it's hard to pick just one. I hate when people go, what's that one? Meanwhile, I got 15 or whatever, 10 or 15 that I love. But I mean, if you had to pick one film Western.
I can't think of the name of it. I love the ones where you have the star. I don't even know. I can't even think of the name of it. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to go with my favorite. I think I'd have to put as my number one is The Wild Bunch. And that's why I got it.
That's what I was thinking of.
The Wild Bunch. Yeah, I just love that film. The act, the whole thing is just incredible. I saw that in L.A. They got this theater. I don't even know if it's still there anymore, but it had like six screens. You know what I mean? And they were doing old films. They did The Wild Bunch. The first time I ever saw it was like that. It's just an amazing film.
I'm embarrassed to say that one of my favorite movies of all times and sequel is Ted 1 and Ted 2. It is so funny. That movie, my kids just think it's so funny. I could watch that movie 100 times and laugh every single time I watch
Ted,
it.
Ted 1 is fun. I don't know about Ted 2. It's not as, I don't, but Ted 1 was definitely hilarious. I love that.
I just love the way it starts off like it's like a Disney fairy tale. Yeah. It's like the poor little boy had no.
And then friend. Sooner or later, nobody gives a shit.
It's right. Like... And then when Ted walks in the first time, and see the mother and father see him, and they start
shoot it,
get the fuck out of here. What the fuck is that? I mean, it's brilliant. It's really brilliant.
I love it. And there's a few films that I love that like they I like a film like you're right that holds up. You can see it more than once. There are some films that are just incredible. You watch them, but they don't like I love the movie Tropic Thunder. And so I watched it.
I loved it.
It's hilarious. But then I went to watch it again, and it loses something because you know why? Because there's a lot of surprises, a lot of things you don't expect. Yes. And once you know it, you know it, and you can't unknow it. So
right. I'm watching right now on Netflix which is a spinoff from a movie, The Incredible Mr. Ripley.
Right.
It's called Ripley.
Wait, and so The Incredible Mr. Ripley, that was Don Knotts, or am I thinking of something totally different?
No, I'm thinking of something else. You're thinking of something else.
I'm thinking of The Incredible Mr. Limpet. So what's The Incredible Mr. The first one that you're talking about?
Let me look up who was in it. I think, it was like Matt Damon or somebody. But this this is a limited eight episode series.
Okay.
And it is unbelievable.
What's it called?
Ripley.
Ripley. Oh, the first one was what? Called The Talented Incredible, Mr. Ripley?
Yeah, Talented Mr. Ripley.
Sounds vaguely familiar, yeah.
But this is great. I mean, it's shot in black and white.
Right.
And it's shot like almost like a 30s movie. Yeah, it's Matt Damon, The Talented Mr. Ripley. And it came out in like 99.
Okay, because I'm always looking for a mini, like a short series to watch.
This,
like
this is
one or two seasons max, because I'll binge them on the weekends and I'll watch the whole thing. So it's like, you know, if it's 8-10, you know, I can't sit there and watch that much. But
what is one of your favorite movies of all times?
One of my favorite. Now it depends, like I said, what genre, because I can't limit it to just one.
No, there's like one movie that you always think of it and you go, you know, like kind of a dark, let's put it this, not like a huge movie, like kind of a dark horse movie.
Okay, well, then yeah, it's a comedy, but it's for some reason it's Arthur, the movie Arthur with Dudley Moore.
Brilliant.
No matter whenever that's on, I'll watch it. It's got a very dark, but it's funny, but it's dark, you know. So I would have to put that.
And you know what's a movie that still holds up is oh my God, I just went blank.
I think you need the jellyfish medicine. What's that? Bit of jellyfish.
My cousin Vinny.
Oh, I love.
Still holds up.
How can you not love My Cousin Vinny? First of all, I mean, Marissa Tomei.
It's great. Wow.
But you know, it's just an incredible.
That scene where he comes into the court, comes into the cell, and they think he's like another.
He goes, they think he's
gonna
rape him.
You might as well get you, so I'm gonna fuck you. I mean, it's like, I can't believe you're telling me.
Yeah, but there's a lot of movies. Like, I mean, there's a bunch of classic movies. Like, I remember one of the first comedies that I ever saw. Matter of fact, I think it is the first comedy, which may explain why my sense of humor was warped right from the beginning. As a little kid, and I saw the Monty Python and the Quest for the Holy Grail. Is one of the first comedy movies I saw in the movie theater. And it was just like, whoa, it was like so sick. Those guys are so off.
Or how center. About The Life of Brian?
The Life of Brian. Anything Monty
Python. The Life of Brian. There's a scene in Life of Brian that is so brilliant.
Right.
Is, okay, so, you know, if you've ever gone to Catholic school, you ever seen a holy picture, there's always like the prophet on top of a rock and there's hundreds of people.
Right.
But there was no sound system.
Right.
So in The Life of Brian, Jesus is talking and he's going, and the meek shall inherit the earth. And as they pan out, the guy, you hear the people going, what'd he say? What'd he say? And the guy goes, I don't know, something about the Greeks will inherit the earth.
Well, I mean, and it sounds stupid, but that the reason why there were actually sound, it wasn't there were no sound systems, but they picked places that actually reverberated sound.
Funny because like you see him and it's loud, and then it starts panning back, and the voice gets lower and lower. What did he say?
So, what's your favorite?
Dark horse movie, believe it or not, that you can watch as a serious movie or a comedy. Depending on what your head trip is Raging Bull.
Raging Bull. Whoa, so wait. I'm trying to picture Raging Bull as a comedy. I mean, it's like it's not
oh
much.
My of, God.
For anyone
oh
doesn't
my...
know, Raging Bull is the story of Jake LaMotta.
Because it's like
was a boxer.
The dialogue in it is just so funny. Bring it over here. Look at this, Vicky. Look at this. You put it on the. It defeats the purpose.
When I first saw Rocky, the movie Rocky, I went out that day and I freaking bought a set of weights. I bought all stuff for working out. It was funny, but movies had that kind of effect on me when I was a kid. It was like I saw that movie and I wanted to be Rocky. You know what I mean? That it gave you that. And to this day, I have the recording in my, you know, in my thing. And when I go to the gym, I still listen to that, the music.
To this day, which people, I read an article recently that Rocky is probably, and I know this, people will go, what is he talking about? But Rocky, to this generation, is like the modern day Romeo and Juliet.
I can see that, yeah, definitely.
It's a love story.
It's a love story. Yes, it is a love story.
And, you know, everyone in it was just so good, I mean.
Yeah, it is a love story, and it's the unlikely characters, you know, it's like, first of all, It's like I want to say it, but the loser's kind of like, because Rocky's, you know, he's definitely not the successful guy. He's the loser, kind of like, but he's got the one thing that we all wish we had, and that's the real integrity in the face of, like, you know, You know what I mean? He's just that honest guy instead of being the guy who sells out for money. And today, that's what the world needs today is more integrity. Everyone's willing to sell out no matter what for a couple of dollars. We all need a little more Rocky in us. It's like you do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. You know, that and simple Rocky wisdom.
And you want to, I mean, they're up to what, Rocky 47 or whatever?
Rocky 346. Rocky passes a kidney stone.
Every single one of them I still like.
Yeah.
Bad as they are, I still like them. I like the one where they were going to fight, like, virtually, you know.
Was that Rocky Balboa?
Yeah.
I love that one. I think it's the best Rocky since the original Rocky. Because the other ones, 2, 3, 4, some of them were like, you know, they were, well, who are we going to fight? Oh, let's fight the Russian. Let's fight the... They were too formulaic. But I like the Rocky Balboa. I think it went back to the base of Rocky. Adrian's dead and...
Look at the cast in the original Rocky, though.
Burgess Meredith. Like, and who was, you know, a classic, just an amazing actor. Burt Young.
I have to see a when I was, you know, I used to go to the theater a lot when I lived in New York, and there was an experimental play that an NYU student had written that De Niro read and said, I want to take this to Broadway as a limited run.
Right.
And it was called Cuba and the Teddy Bear.
The cast
was Robert De Niro, Burt Young, and Ralph Macchio. And it was amazing. I mean, it was amazing. It's just seeing Burt Young live and stuff, you know.
And how long ago was that?
This is about 25 years ago, you know.
Oh, okay. So this is after, you know, they were all already famous for others.
It was basically, the story was that Robert De Niro was Cuban, and he was brought up in this neighborhood, and he didn't want his son, he was a drug dealer, but he didn't want his son to be brought up like he was. So he gave his son the best of everything. It was Ralph Macchio, the best clothes and everything. But because he gave him so much, he isolated him from everyone in the neighborhood.
Right. So he made him sort of like people didn't like him because he was like, what are you, better than us, son of a bitch?
So one day, this is just funny, one day he steals Burt Young's pound of pot to sell just so he can fit in with the other guys. And through the whole movie, through the whole play, you see Burt Young sitting at a table with the Guinea t-shirt with his stomach hanging out, drinking a beer. He goes, and every time De Niro's talking to his son, he's like, Cuba, ask him what he did with the pot, Cuba.
So this was a play. This wasn't a movie.
Oh, yeah, it was a play. And there's a scene, though, in it where he comes home and finds Ralph Macchio OD'd in the bathroom with a hypodermic needle in his arm.
Wow.
And Nero picks him up. And this is live, man. And it, you know, you can see stuff in a movie, but in a play, it is so much more. He takes him, Ralph Macchio, and he throws him against the wall. And he takes out a gun. He goes, what are you trying to do, kill me? What are you trying to do, kill me? Right. He goes, I'm putting the gun to my head. What are you going to do, kill me? He goes, look at me, you know, and then all of a sudden the gun goes off.
Wow.
De Niro falls down, and it's like he just lays there. And then all of a sudden he gets up, and he's got like a flesh wound down the side of his face. And he gets up, he's taking the blood, and he's smeared it in Ralph Macchio's face. What are you trying to do, kill me? And it's like, but when that gun goes off in the theater and he goes down and hits the ground, you really felt like you just saw a suicide, you know?
Got to stop you from fumbling with things on the desk.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
But,
last time that wasn't me, by the way. My microphone wasn't plugged in all the way.
I've seen some amazing play. I've been fortunate with that. I haven't been to a play in a while, but I love live theater. I mean, I was blessed because, I mean, I saw The King and I on Broadway with Yul Brynner. You know, I saw Zorba on Broadway with Anthony Quinn. You know, I've seen some amazing plays. I saw this great thing with the George C. Scott and Tony Danza. It was called The Wrong Turn at Lungfish. But I mean, I love it. You're right. It's like you see the live play and you go,
I saw the original cast of Dreamgirls with Mickey Rooney.
Right.
And he was amazing in it. You know,
was Mickey Rooney? Was the how many? Was he like already old?
Yeah.
I saw him at the airport once. It's amazing. He was like a child actor. This guy had a career spanning like 70 years because he started working as a child.
He started as a little kid. Yeah, I saw The Magic Show with Doug Henning, which is
I saw Blackstone the Magician on Broadway.
I saw Blackstone on Broadway, and I got called up on stage.
Really?
And, so I had seen...
I was smoking Burt Young's weed that day, so maybe you were there and I didn't even know it.
And what did I see? I saw Grease, and Teen Angel was played by Bobby Rydell.
Oh man, Grease! Now see that is something I would love to have seen, the original. But even if they made a remake of Grease, I would go see it because it's just such a great. It's such a lost time, you know. Would people even understand what the hell was what a greaser? What was going on? And I guess some kids today can relate, but I just don't know if some of the things are relatable anymore. But you almost have to be from that time.
I'll tell you one thing too was I saw the original cast of Les Mis.
Right.
That was naked? No, Les Mis are all. There's no naked people.
I don't even know what it's about. You think I'm going to go see a play? You think about who I am.
You never
go
saw Les Mis? Let me tell you something.
No, it's got a French name. What am I going to go see it?
I saw Les Mis on Broadway 3 times. I saw it in London twice. I saw the touring show. I've seen it at least 7 times.
See, why would I go see a play called Les Mis? To me, it sounds, I mean, like, it may be the greatest play in the world, but the name, it's like, it sounds like I'm miserable. I'm going to go get a better name. Like, you know, hey, this is the happy play, Les Mis.
It's about the French Revolution.
There you go.
Happy. And, it's not happy at all, but there's a scene in there. There's a song in there that you just, I don't care, even you would cry at it. And it's it's about all these friends in a bar, and that they're gonna go. And
you're gonna say it was everyone. They're out.
No, listen. They're all gonna go and fight in the French Revolution,
right?
And they all.
Now you got French music playing to go along with the French Revolution.
No, and they go into battle, and they die.
Okay, so it's a comedy.
No, listen, and they die.
Right.
And there's a song where the guy comes back to the bar and all the friends are gone. And he sings this song called Empty Chairs and Empty Tables.
Mm.
And it's so...
Maybe you could do some of it right now and then I could...
Well, I know the words.
we're going to hear John singing.
No, the words are... We talked about revolution. All my friends were there. We stood and fought that night, but now my friends are no more.
Mm.
And it's so powerful. It's crazy.
Cool. Well, I'll have to check it out. I mean, I know. Never saw the movie. I had no clue what it was about until you just told me. Never seen the movie. Never seen the play. But. I've always wanted to do stage, like I said, being a stand-up. We love being on the stage. I wouldn't mind doing a play. The only thing is in a play, it's such a big commitment for an actor. I mean, you have to, you know, rehearse. Then you have to be there 7 nights, whatever, many nights a week. But I've always wanted to play the role I want to play is a holiday. I want to play Ebenezer Scrooge someday.
I know, you always say that.
Play. I don't know why. But just like, you know, I guess it's that transformation from being Scrooge to, you know, to learning the lessons about life. I don't know.
We have a theater here called the Titusville Playhouse.
Right.
And they have amazing shows. And they, you know, it's not like old community theater. There's a lot of community theater people in it, but usually the main cast is the touring company.
Right. And so you have famous plays come and it's
touring company. So, you know, I mean, we're going to see Cabaret like in 2 weeks. I like some of the old classic plays too.
Right.
But they did Tommy. Tommy was amazing.
Tommy I would go see for sure because I saw I remember seeing the movie when it first came out, you know, and that was like,
I saw the play on Broadway and it was really crazy. It's like when FX Sound first came out.
Right.
So the whole stage proscenium was a
proscenium?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure that's a stage freaking term. I don't know what a proscenium is. That sounds like a vegetable. Hey, you got any other fruit? You know, hey, give me some more persimmon in my fruit salad.
I'm surprised you don't know what that is. It's the whole thing around the stage, the set, like around the stage.
Now I know, the persimmon.
And so they had it set up like it was like a pinball machine.
Right.
So like when they did Pinball Wizard, you heard like a, you know, like the plunger to shoot the ball.
Yeah. And then you hear ding, 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 ding.
And it came from the back of the theater. You heard it go by you. And then the whole stage would light up like a pinball machine.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
And then they took the pinball machine and they mounted it to a mechanical bull.
Okay.
And when Tommy comes in, he gets up and they kind of strap him in. Right. And they, you know. And
he's on the bull. That's an odd interpretation of that
song. No, it's going all over the place, you know.
Right.
He plays no distraction, can't hear no. It is amazing. It was really amazing. Roger Daltrey.
I still remember the movie with Elton John up on the huge stilts. He was the pinball wins. You know, that was what a great movie.
Robert Daltrey actually directed them play on Broadway.
Oh, on Broadway, but not at the Titusville Theater.
No.
You wanted to, but you know, you really have to have some talent to make it to Titusville.
Titusville. The worst part about Titusville is
Titusville.
That's my GPS.
It says tight assville.
It goes, "Welcome entering tight assville."
You gotta record that. In 2 miles, make a left to go to tight assville.
No, but it says entering tight assville.
entering tight ass. Okay, ring that bell again, John.
I swear to God, that's what it says. Because there's a big sign, "Welcome to tight assville." It says, "You are now entering tight assville." I laugh every time. I'm so immature. So those guys basically invented an app. It's like when I was in college, man, I was trying to invent ways of getting out of school.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, that's the modern thing now. So it's like, and I like what they said, too. It's true. It's like you think about something. A service that you want to provide, then you go to the guys who understand how to make it work. So hey, I want an app that, you know, people can look this up and do this and be.
Yeah.
See, I'm hoping that Waves, when it's you know, totally, you know, in gear, is real inter, you know. So it's like I want people, as a user, I'd like to really be interactive. You know what I mean? That, like they said, I want to make comments on the film I see, but it's like not critical, not nasty. Just be able to say, "Hey, man, I really appreciate this."
Well, it's funny because when they said they didn't develop, I was going to go, "All right, that's all the time we have. Can we get the guys on that did?"
It's such a different world for filmmaking today. It's like it's so easy. Anyone with it, like we were talking about, with a phone. Like, you know, my wife is going to be making a film, but she's doing it more of a sort of an old fashioned, not quite, because she's getting people who are, you know, who know how to do sound, who know how to do, you know, this, that, you know, it's, because I mean, like today you could be a one man band and make a film and, you know, and it actually could come out pretty good. It's just it's such a different world from, you know, when you and me started in the business.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I'm seriously thinking about why not put my Magic Hassle set on their app.
No, I'm gonna, like I said, I don't know. I got to figure out how to do it, but I want to take that set that I have somewhere. I know it's on YouTube, but whatever, and see if I have it somewhere else, and upload it to the app. Why not? What have I got to lose? You know, just check it out and see how it does, see how it's received, see what's going on. You know, although I'm sure it's for younger artists. You know, everything today is geared for the young, which is cool. You know, listen, they're taking over the world and that's the way it's supposed to be. But, you know, us old bulls still have something, you know, we still have something to add to the mix.
Yeah, no, I mean, without a doubt. I have no idea what time we started. It's 5 to 3.
Yeah, we're probably heading towards
I think we are at the end, really.
So we are at the end, ladies and gentlemen. And please duck and cover underneath.
The time has come.
And so I face the final quaalude. Yeah, you can tell you what my mind goes, but this was fun. This was inter. It was, you know.
No, I, you know, I mean, I think that, I don't know. I respect anybody that can do shit that I can't do. You know, it's so funny because so many times Chris will go to me, can't you just invent something? And I go, well, I invent magic tricks all the time, but, you know, like, it's not like it's going to, they'll end up selling this app to like some gazillionaire.
You know what? And that's the way it goes. If it's a really good idea and somebody buys it and so that they can turn it into something a lot bigger. Although I think, like I said, like we were talking about Stallone before, he hung on to Rocky. I think if I had something that I really believed in that was really genius to me, I would want to stay part of it somehow. I wouldn't want to just sell it outright. I mean, you know, wouldn't you want to stay involved with your creation?
Yeah, no, without a doubt. Without a doubt, you know.
Well, I'm trusting your timing that we are out of time.
I think we are out of time. So
we'll say a round of applause
for the guys from Waves.
Yes, thank them all for being here, for Jake Payton and Brad.
No. They've already sent us a really nice thank you note.
Cool.
And this is Mike Grief. I'm John Ferrantino. And you can catch us anywhere where you listen to your podcast. While we're on Podcast Playground.
Spotify,
Apple, Google, Amazon. We're on everything.
That's it. We're like syphilis. We're everywhere.
You can't have a good get one, rid man. Of us even if you drink some mold juice.
Mold juice. All right, John. Have a good one, brother.
All right. See you next week.
Bye. All right.
True or false, are avocados vegetables or fruits?
Is that a true or false? Or is that...
I mean, no, that's it.
The multiple... I know, right?
True or false? No, it's actually multiple choice.
Bow tie.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.